SHF 567, monitoring. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. SHF 567. Morning time, Sam. What's going on with Sam this morning? Right now, smoking a doob, drinking coffee, and talking to the caveman. At 8 o'clock, I'll be out in the garage, doing my thing. There you go. Yep. Nobody else out here? Just you? I take it WSHM 738 is sleeping in this morning.
Yeah, I'm right here. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike. WSHM 738. I think I hear Nick in there, but the interference is through Detroit is there this morning. So I remember that. It's always there in the morning a lot. And it's there today, and I think I hear Nick in there.
Copy at 738. Yes, I'm on the HD, so I'm probably not very powerful.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with you. I mean, it's just that you hear that grinding in there, Mike. That's consistent. That's something mixing on the input of that repeater down there on that frequency down in Detroit.
That's what I think Sean said that one time. He had mentioned that, you know, something mixing in or interfering. Like close by.
Yeah, sounds like some repeater down there or something. Anyway, morning Nick and Sam and Mike.
Good morning there, Paul, Mr. Mike, Mr. Nick.
Going on there, Nick. I hear you. Yeah, you're sounding, pretty good coming through.
Only going to a high of 37 today.
That's it, eh?
Yeah, very warm.
No, it's not.
There.
What was that?
I was busy making me a bagel, toasting it, put some butter on it.
No, okay. I was going to say, you're not coming in as strong as you usually do in the repeater. You get a little, bacon frying coming in.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, just a little bit, on the backside.
Well, it is what it is.
There you go. Now you're like booming in there.
Position.
Yeah, it sounds good right about now. Bagel sandwich with some egg and ham.
Yeah, a fried egg.
got all the fixings. They got the bacon, they got the ham, sausage, patties, the cinnamon raisin bagels.
That place makes a pretty good breakfast bagel over by you there at Moravian and Airfield.
Yeah, they do. You know, that place used to be, God, let's go back, 35 years, a pet store. But that was like 35 years ago. And then they went out, and that's when that bagel place went in, you know, like, what, maybe 5 or 6 years after.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, there you go.
That was like back when Frontier Plaza had Perry Drugs, but that was, you know, and that jewelry store that's still there.
A long time ago.
Heck, even Vito's used to be over there, where that that hit joint is now. That used to be Vito's Bakery.
Oh, they moved. Yeah, I know them just east of them. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and where Vito's is now, that used to be the old Service Star hardware store. It was, you know, Little Acres. You know, they were a authorized Service Star dealer.
Oh, okay.
And the Baskin Robbins that was there like forever and a day, they're gone. They now it's some independent guy. He bought it.
Yeah, that was always expensive ice cream back in the 80s.
Kind of still is. I mean,
yeah, I used to like that Rocky Road they had. It was always pretty good.
Yeah, they get really good ice cream. Just they charge an arm and a leg. Just like Dunkin' Donuts, they charge an arm and a leg.
Yeah, well, I think they team up with Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins. Somehow these two must have merged.
Yeah, they did. You see a lot of the Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins are like together as one, kind of like the Tim Hortons with the Cold Stone Creameries.
Yep. Oh, well, anyways, Monday morning.
Yep. Start of a new week.
All right, it's time for me to get rolling here. I'll be back to finish up some things here. WSHM 738.
All right, I'll be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49 calling WSBT 754. Are you out there?
Great timing, Mike. Peace of mind for Boston just ended. Good morning, WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning.
I can jam to any song off of their first album anytime. It's one of my favorite albums. How was the weekend? I know you worked, but how was the weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
A little chilly, a little breezy, but yeah, it wasn't too bad. Didn't do much. Actually, I didn't do anything at all. But it's back to Monday.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, they got the Detroit and Mount Clemens link back up again.
Oh, they got them linked it back up. Wow, cool. That's awesome. I guess they got the machine fixed real well.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, over the weekend, I'm hearing the other courtesy tone, and I'm like, oh, they got them linked back up again.
Question.
What?
Okay, a little trivia there. Do you know what year that album come out?
76?
You are correct, sir, and that is a great album. One of the few albums that every song is good.
I can take any tune on that album up at any time. Yeah, it's a great album.
I do concur. I was sitting here doing something, trying to get ready, and I heard you say what you were listening to, and I go, oh, man. Yep, great album. Self-titled track, Boston, 1976.
Do you know the whole story behind that album?
Well, I can't say anything comes to mind. I know it's Tom Scholz and Brad Delp were the two main guys. And I know they had a lot of infighting, you know, between the first album and the second album. And, but I don't really know the story behind that. I just know Tom Scholz is very instrumental in creating it all.
He did a majority of all the instruments on that album, if not all of them. And the record company's contract said he had to make that album in Los Angeles, when in fact he did the whole thing on his own, in his basement, on his homemade gear, and fooled them all.
Yeah, and he's actually quite the electronic guy, too. He's created a lot of modules for, like, guitar players. I think the name was Rockmon or something. Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy. He graduated from MIT, I think.
Yes, he did. He's a very brilliant guy. And he was working, I think, at Polaroid and doing that album on the side or whatever, building his own recording equipment and all that. Yeah, he's quite a smart dude.
Yeah, it was Polaroid or Kodak. I don't remember, but it was one of those camera companies.
Hey, he did that whole album in his basement in Massachusetts, I think, or wherever it is. Yeah, Boston. And, yeah, the contract was he was supposed to record it all in L.A., and he did it all in his basement. And I think the only thing he did was mixed it, or I'm not sure. He did a little bit, finished it in L.A. or something like that, but yeah, he pulled the wool over there. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I did see something about that they had their own recording studio set up in a basement.
I can't even hold one note for 1 second on the harmonica, and this guy's laying down tracks of multiple instruments on an album that blew everybody away and made him famously rich.
Yep, I remember that album. My sister had it, and I used to grab it and go downstairs and play it. So that's the one thing I still remember. I was like 13, and I'm like, it was every song on that album was great, and that's what I remember.
everybody had to have help from everybody, man. You couldn't get in somebody's car that didn't have that 8-track.
Yeah, I think it took them like 8 years to come out with the other one. What was the other one? Don't Look Back or something? That album would have been number two. It took them quite a while. A lot of infighting.
Yeah, rock music lost a good voice when Del took his life. That guy could wail.
Yeah, they say he could repeat the same thing he sung before, so he could double up on tracks. He just had that artistic voice that could repeat. Okay, it must have been after the second album, because that one was released in 78, so I think the one after that took a really long time. There's a lot of, I think, legal fighting and fighting within the band or something. I don't know, but anyways, great music, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's a cover band or one of those tribute bands that's coming to town here for Boston shortly. I keep seeing it on Facebook.
It's probably going to be at Emerald Theater in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't normally go out to see bands anymore. Getting too old for that. I fall asleep at 7. But I wouldn't mind going to see them. I do like Boston's music.
Yeah, they had a lot of good ones, for sure. So I think it was just good music back in those days. Time I gotta get ready to get out the door here. I'll be back to the SHM 7:30.
Forget your watch. Yeah, Mike, I remember growing up, man. Everybody had that album in their car. Everybody. That thing was being played all over the radio and everybody's vehicles. Everybody had it at home. That was a great album. They made a lot of money on it.
Yeah, Boston was a, really a popular band.
Yeah, Tommy Schultz was a perfectionist. Everything had to be perfect. And they did a great job. Anyway, that's Boston. It's only 35 degrees. It's supposed to be springtime now. My windshield had frozen rain droplets on it. I'm done with winter.
Yeah, winter's pretty much almost done.
Well, I wouldn't say snow is out of the question. We have gotten snow in April, like we said before. But hopefully not. I think everybody's done with it.
Yeah, we've gotten snow even up in like May 1st.
See, there's just no real call for that. There's just not to be a law against that, but it is what it is.
All right, the SHM 738 mobile.
USB T754 also mobile.
WXIJ 839 portable.
Oh, there's a guy mobile now, or portable, excuse me. Good morning.
Always portable.
Oh, okay.
Portable WRWD 49.
USIJ 839, operator Delta Oscar November.
Okay, Don, good morning. Good morning, good people. It's Brad Belt. He was hitting those high notes there for a minute. The other band back in the day, Charlie, I liked a lot was Foreigner.
Yeah, Jukebox Heroes were pretty jamming tune. They were like what they called guitar bands, you know, guitar rock. Heavy on lead guitars. Another one of my favorite albums is Foghat Live. That whole album, man, every song you get louder and louder and louder.
That Foghat was good, too. It's just the good old rock and roll that's hard to beat. Of course, we're biased. We grew up with it. Our parents thought you were crazy, and just like we think the kids' music today is crazy. You know, we're biased, but it was good music.
Well, we are biased, and it helps that we're right.
And we didn't know OD. Well, most of us. I made a funny mic and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Let's see, I grew up with everything, so. From the 50s all the way up till now. Well, anyway, I mean, growing up, really, I mean, grunge, new wave, progressive rock, doo-wop, you know, 60s, gold, glam rock. I grew up with all that, you know.
Like John says, go ahead now, entertain us. Smells like Teen Spirit, right? Nirvana, that's your... What year were you born, Mike? I forget.
1985.
Oh, you're definitely a Nirvana guy. You would have been six.
Oh yeah, I like Nirvana. The Replacements, the Pixies, Candlebox. I mean, the list goes on. I liked all those bands. Sponge.
Remember Bittersweet Alley, Charlie, BSA?
No. I might have heard their song. I might know one of their songs, but no, I never heard of them.
Yeah, 1981, Time to Move. They were a local band. They had a minute in the spotlight.
I was floating on a boat in 1981.
Jumped right out of high school into the military.
Yeah, pretty much. Step out the door and right in the other door and signed the paper and was gone.
Yeah, I forgot. What service were you in?
In the Navy.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to make sure of that. You did say boat. So, hey, you had to shape up or ship out, and we see what you did.
At that point in my life, it was the best thing I could have done for myself. I'd do it again.
Well, it's a good thing, I think, for people, for sure. It was a peaceful time, too. Ain't nothing really going on in 81.
Not like right now, you know, today.
You weren't in Saipan, and... You certainly weren't in the Middle East, you know. It was relatively peaceful in 81. There might have been the Iraq-Iran war, maybe, back in those days, but we didn't intervene with that. We just supplied Iraq weapons. That was pretty much it. There was not too much going on in those days. Again, it's like my birth certificate says.
We were peaceful people.
Yeah, nobody was flinging missiles at Israel when I was there.
Well, they canceled the air show this year because of all that
Persian Gulf War, so... But again, the fear of being redundant, back in 81, we were peaceful people. But don't confuse that with not being able to not wanting to defend yourself. Two different things.
Oh man, the place didn't burn down this weekend. I'll try harder.
Try to get Monday out of the way. Hey, you know, Easter is just around the corner.
Is that the weekend after next?
I think it's the, what is it, Mike? What's Sunday? First Sunday in April, is it the 6th?
I'm not sure, hold on.
5th or 6th, I'm not looking at a calendar right at the moment.
I know I got Good Friday off, so I have 3 short weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's Monday, no, Jesus, 5th, is Easter Sunday. 6th is on a Monday.
Audio is way too light.
It says Easter Sunday is on a 5th.
Okay, I knew I was within a day anyway, so there you go, the 5th. Coming up soon. Yeah, I think it's the week after this coming Sunday. Closing in. Good Friday. How about Good Friday? Charlie, you ain't got to work Good Friday, do you? Of course, any Friday that you have off, I'd consider a Good Friday.
No, I have that off. That's what I just said. I have 3 short weeks in a row. Works for me. All right, I'm here. It's time. I got to go make the coffee. I'll catch you guys this afternoon. WSBT 754. We'll see you.
Yep, good morning.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49.
So, Don, what are you doing this morning? All right, we'll check him out. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, oh yeah, I was going to say, with the times, with the way times are now, you know, they're not going to have the air show this year. They canceled it.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Right now the base is on, you know, medium alert, you know, level delta, so, yeah, they really want no base. I mean, I tell you, it was a pain last week going to the commissary for with my one guy. Had to get a visitor's pass, and had to be, you know, checked out through you know, security and all that. And, oh man, what a process!
Well, it is what it is.
I'll say what is different. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, look at the state of the world today, right? I mean, you got all these, you know, some of these attacks are provoked because of what's going on overseas and, you know, and did they ever figure out why that guy drove into that church? I'm sure it was, oh, yeah, they did, right? So, see, there's one that's related, right? His family, some of his family got killed over in Lebanon. See what it does?
Right, it inspires homegrown terror cells and things of that nature.
Well, you got rogue unicorns that you can't, you know, they just change their mindset when something happens, you know. And then, I mean, there it is. And that's not the only one. I think there was another one somewhere. So, and it probably ain't over with.
Oh, I'm sure it's not going to be. I'm sure it'll be, more terrorist-inspired threats.
WSHM-738. Okay, can you tell my audio is a little lighter here?
A little bit, yeah, but it's a lot clearer. So, yeah, you sound good to that other machine.
Yeah, they don't quite have the audio as loud as the other one, so... definitely quieter.
Quieter, but I mean, I can still hear you.
When's the last time you filled up, what'd you pay for gas?
I pay, three? Well, that's because I had Kroger points, but with my points, it was like $3.50 a gallon. I don't know, I was
buying a lot of groceries.
Because I had my Kroger points.
Yeah. You doubled with me, you double clutched it, I think. But, I said you must be buying a lot of groceries.
Well, I had points accumulated up, you know, I don't use them all the time. When I accumulate them, you know, they add up. And, you know, but usually but the other day, you know, before I filled up there, I paid, $3.56, something like that, over there by Harper and 16.
Yeah, but, I mean, they only let you accumulate them for a month. If you don't use them at the end of the month, right, you lose them. Is that the way it works?
Well, you could use last month before you use it. You know, like last month you had points, you could use them up before you use this month up. And once you use the last month, then you can start using this month.
I guess besides any discounts, you know, I can't gauge what the price of gas was based on your discount, because I don't know how much that was. So what was it, about $3.79 a gallon?
It was $3.89 over there at Canal and Garfield.
Yep, getting carried away. Somebody better fix the gas problem.
I've seen some stations, they're keeping their gas, you know, below like $3.79 a gallon in certain areas. So I think a lot of it has to do with price gouging, to be honest with you, because why is it, you know, a station that's down the road that they're selling gas for like $3.56 a gallon, and then you got a station up the road that's selling it for like $3.99, so.
I think there is a little bit of that going on as well, but you cannot refute that the price for a barrel of oil has gone up, you know, quite a bit. In most cases, you're paying over a dollar a gallon now.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I don't remember exactly what it was, but, I mean, it fluctuated, as it always does, but, I mean, it was like around 280 a gallon before all this nonsense happened. I mean, I get it. It affects the people driving and going to work. It doesn't affect everybody, especially the ones that don't work. They're not using fuel every day.
Right, right.
Where's WSLI 302 at this morning?
WSLI 302. Good morning, good morning.
Yep, good morning.
Just parked at work. Just got here. Just parked.
Yeah, what'd you pay for gas right around that 380 mark last time you filled up?
9 mile and I-94, I paid, it was $3.30 a gallon, that was Saturday.
$3.30 a gallon, what are you buying, premium?
That's what I paid, that was, 9 mile and I-94, what the heck gas station, that was that new gas station there. That they put up there, that sheet. Yeah, it was $3.29 a gallon.
$3.29 a gallon?
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty cheap. Mike, I think we're going to the wrong gas stations.
Did they just open that one up there, Steve?
Yeah, a couple weeks. I think maybe a month ago. It's been open about a month.
When did you buy this gas?
It was Saturday. Saturday. It was in the 3:30, like 3:29, 3:39. Yep, it was 3:30s, I paid Saturday.
Did you buy the W50 gas or something? Watered by 50%?
I don't know, but just blew it right there. Right at 9 mile. Get off at 9 mile right there, right on the corner of 9 and 994. So far, so good. I haven't had no problems.
I remember that. You remember that? Mobile station there, just on the south side and east of 94. That thing got knocked off a few years ago. Somebody may even got shot. I'm trying to remember the story, but it might have been about 10 years ago now. I don't remember.
You're talking about the one that was at 16 in Harper.
Was that price?
No.
So I shot both of them at Saturday, right?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it happens to a lot of gas stations. I just only remember because it's my hometown, St. Clair Shores. The mobile station right there, just east of 94 and on the south side of 9 Mile Road. And I'm just not remembering if somebody got shot and killed, like the gas station attendant. I think there was more to the story than just a robbery.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Well, they got easy access to get away. They get on the I-94s right there and take off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that happens, you know. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it does happen a lot. It's easy access.
Yeah, crazy stuff. WSHM 738. I remember back in the day, there was a St. Clair Shores cop. I don't know if this late 70s, early 80s. We need to get back to good old-fashioned policing. Anyways, there was a Cougars there by 9 Mile Road in Greater Mac. There was this cop, his last name, I think he was a motorcycle cop, too, and I think his last name was Lavender. I remember he went to somebody stealing a chunk of meat out of that Kroger's back in the day. And he showed up on site there, and this guy was running out the door, and he told him to freeze, and the guy kept running, and he just blew him away right there. Bam!
That is crazy.
I never heard that. That was right. But here's what I'm saying. I don't think that guy ever stole a piece of meat again.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You know, Steve, the Detroit's back up. That's linked. You're probably getting better.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I think I heard somebody say it's Saturday.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, police today, they can't even, God forbid, they use their weapon, you know, just to protect themselves. I mean, before you know it, you got a lynch mob after them.
Well, it's a different world today, Mike. That's all I can say about that. I mean, I hope it was a good steak. I mean, I'd hate to see somebody get blown away for stealing a cube steak. I mean, if you just dive into that mindset for a minute, I mean, look at those guys in Los Angeles that ripped that Bank of America off and had all that full paramilitary armor on. They put up a good fight for a while, but they didn't get away. So, you know, they're not going in to steal a roll of silver dimes, you know. They're going in for the big kill. I just don't know, in today's day and age, how did you think you were ever going to get away with that? You know, what are these guys thinking?
Well, they weren't, you know. That's why it didn't go in their favor.
Absolutely crazy. All right, I'll catch you guys later. Have a good Monday. We'll see ya. WSHM 738, I'll be listening out.
WSLI 302, yeah, have a good Monday. We will talk to you later on. I'll be standing by. Mike?
Yeah, I'll still be here. I tell you, you can't find the frequency for the other repeater, eh?
Hello, hello, hello. Mike?
A little better. I can hear you a lot. There's not much hissing in the background.
What's that, Mike?
I thought that was you saying hello, hello. That was somebody else, but...
No, that was me. I was trying to play around on the radio right here, see if that was it or not.
Yeah, now you're barely coming in. Go back to the other one.
He was coming in. He was just talking quieter, that's all. He just barely had any white noise on him. He was good. He was just talking quieter.
Okay, yeah. Just DSLI 302, he's got a copy.
Well, What it is they need to bring the audio level up on this thing to match to Mount Clemens. You know, I think, I don't want to go into details, but it is quieter.
Yep, just by a little bit.
Check me out here, WSHM 738, you guys carry on.
Yeah, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49. Still under Steve.
How about it, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like still coming in rough over there?
No, you sound good. Yeah, about the same. But, yeah, your audio's a little light on the Detroit, but you're coming in a little bit more clear.
Okay, yeah. The audio's a little more lighter. That's weird.
Well, no, it's just the way that they got the machine set up. They got to bring the audio level up to match the Mount Clemens.
Gotcha, 10-4. I see what you're saying.
What time you start work this morning? Negative copy on WSLI 302.
Somebody came up from work and started talking to me. If you're still there, WSLI 302.
Yeah, I'm still here. What's going on? Yeah, I thought you fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, this old timer guy came up and started talking to me. So I was bullshit full. Talking to him a little bit. That's what was going on. He was telling me about his electricity in Detroit. He went out last night, this and that. Like, I'm sitting with a generator. You know, I'm sick of this electricity going out, this and that.
Yeah, Roger.
I hear a lot of bacon frying now a little bit.
Now, that might be on your end, because everything's okay here. I heard you come through.
It could be on this. I have a feeling you're probably right. It is. It's been a while. All of a sudden.
Yeah, it's on your end, man. You're not coming in strong on the Detroit.
Gotcha on that. Okay, not coming in strong on Detroit, so I switched it back over.
You're coming in a lot stronger on the Mount Clemens.
Oh, okay, that's good. They told him one of those balloons, those silver balloons, got caught on the transformer. And made the electricity go out. That's what the DPE told them.
Arced out, eh?
Yes, yeah, one of those happy birthday balloons got caught on the transformer.
Yeah, Roger.
Still there, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, let me call you real quick.
Okay.
WSLI 302. I'm going to get out of here. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right, we'll catch you later there, Steve. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSFF 330 monitoring.
WSCU 202 mobile. And good morning. WSDU 202, downtown Mount Clemens. Good morning. WICS 218, WIAG 48, copy. WICS 218, WIAG 48, copy. WSEU 202, good morning to you, Jack. Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning? Didn't hear you on it at all yesterday. No, I was just listening, man, doing what I do around the house. You know, I wasn't doing too much, Jake. Now, how you doing this morning? Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Just stopped up at the hospital while the wife's in there doing her therapy real quick before we go to work, right? That's always wife. Always you gotta wait for her to get whatever she wants to do, with no problem at all. And that's always like that. And that is the first priority. Well, we work together on all these jobs, so we gotta have her on the job, right? Plus, she's a good sandwich maker, so we gotta take care of her. As always. All right, good to hear you out there. And, you know, the 625 is on, but what you got to do is, if you want to go on that 625, take that, the 141.3, the RX, you got to take that one off. Just shut it off. That way you can talk on that one. Really? Is that what Sean told you the other day? I heard him say something about taking the tone out, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, what you do is go to the menu, and you see that RX CTCSS just goes up all the way up and shut it off, that's all. And you'd be able to talk on the 625.
Hey, I got you. Yeah, I heard Sean telling you the other day about turning the PL tone off, right? But there you go. There's what it was. I heard half of the conversation, but now I guess I got it now, right?
All right. Take care. Good talking to you and get to hear you out there. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. WSU 202, and we're clear.
WIUG 5, good morning, I'm on. 2, Shelby Township, monitoring.
See what we got going here today. WXIL 946.
WSCU 202.
I heard you out of Detroit anyway.
Thank you.
LV658 monitoring. Sure is a lot of noise out here.
SIA 776 monitoring. WRFK 359, we're monitoring.
WSLV 658 Dearborn, we try and come out. No copy anyone, I'm 10-7 back up.
This CB lingo is why we're going to take this system down.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that. Can you come back with that?
Yes, sir, this is not CB, and we highly discourage. Don't just speak plain language. No need for the CB lingo.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that. I apologize if that was offensive. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No big deal. Just periodically, you know, we pick on someone to mention it. Hopefully other people are hearing it, but not a problem. Enjoy.
Cool, man. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. This is WSLV 658 Dearborn. I appreciate you coming back to me. I didn't know if this repeater was still even operational because it was making a lot of noise earlier, and I didn't know if it was down, so I appreciate your comeback.
Down for a bit. It broke on us and got another one up and running and installed about a week ago. But we are having some trouble. Somebody's got some sort of a device on the frequency that's causing interference. So we monkeyed around a little bit with the PL tones and stuff to try to mitigate it. But for now, it's back up and running, so should be all good. Anyhow, your signal's sounding quite good. You're making it very well from Dearborn Heights area. I'm assuming you're on the Detroit 625, so very good. All right, anyhow, just caught me listening, which is rare these days. Catch you later, WRU 850. WRUZ 935,
WB49 calling WSBT 754. You copy? Copy on WSBG 754. WB 49, what's going on, Charlie?
Just getting out of that place, man. Ready to go.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, just one of my last assignments here, and then I will be done for today.
How long you got to be over there?
too long.
Cool, you'll be home kind of early then.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I got to stop off at, you know, at Brent's house and help him with something, so do that and then go home.
Yeah, very good. I wonder if Sean's out here. Sean, you out here? Pretty sure you got off at 3:30.
Okay. You looking for me?
Actually, my buddy Sean. He lives up in Fort Gratiot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get off at 3:30. I'm Sean. This is about the only time I'm generally listening here. All right, carry on. CRU 850.
As soon as I said that, I was thinking, I wonder if Sean's listening. Hello, Sean. Good to hear you.
All right. Yeah, I'm elsewhere gabbing right now, so I'll let you guys get back to it. WRU 850.
You can join the conversation, but if you're busy, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49.
I would, but I'm talking to a guy who just bought a new printer, and I kind of want to find out about it, and I kind of left him mid-sentence, so I want to get back to that one.
Yeah,
but if I'm still in here for a bit, I'll jump in there. All right. All right, you guys, have fun. Carry on. I'll be back. WRU 850.
All righty. I think somebody else was trying to get in there.
Well, maybe he's not out there. Yeah, it's been one of those days, Mike. I'm ready to go home.
One of those days, huh? Yeah. I hear you.
Set up the other girl on a job today. She was doing fine. So the last part of her day, and she didn't tighten down the machine. Crunch that part.
Which way did it fly, and who got hurt?
Now, it didn't come off. The part itself was tied on the fixture, but you have to break the fixture cable loose and indicate the part in. And she failed to lock the table back down, and the part didn't turn like it was supposed to turn, and, man, it was right at the end of the day, too. My favorite girl, she come to me, I just came out of the boss's office, and she says, you're not angry, are you? I goes, little, why? Well, you need to look at this 7-1 over here. Oh, no. So I over there look at it, and it was like, oh, my God, man. Oh, jeez. I cannot wait for the last day of my career, man. I just cannot wait.
Man. Things that happen, you know. I remember one time this kid Woodshop thought he could just use, instead of using a rip fence, for the miter gauge? Nah, he just wanted to freehand the piece of wood. And guess where it went?
Went flying.
I know, it did a 180 right back at him, right in between, you know. Messed up the swinging berries.
Well, fortunately, it's only the part. If she'd have done it on the other machine that's running the part and it looks a lot like it but different number of teeth on it, it would have slammed the cutter right into the fixture and broke the fixture, tore out the cutter, if not messed up the machine. So there's that.
That's crazy. Or how about the infamous people that think, no, I don't need to use the tool rest when I use a lathe. And just freehand it. Yikes.
Oh, man. And then it's only Monday. Glad this is a short week.
Oh, I got to cut this short. I got a phone call here. I will catch you in a little bit if I'm still out here. WRWB 49.
WSBT 754. WSMB 752. WSBT 754.
SIA 776 monitoring.
This is WSEY 255. JW744. Can you hear me?
It's working, it's working.
Testing.
Yeah, what's that last station trying to test?
Testing, testing.
That last station trying to test. Go ahead.
WSLV 275, testing.
275, you're loud and clear, sir. You're coming loud and clear.
WSIA 776 monitoring.
Yes, I can hear you. Hello. Okay.